Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Coast Guard has rescued a man from a 31-foot sailboat that was floating without power in the Gulf of Alaska. Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis says Rory Williams was lifted from the ETAC by a helicopter. The sailboat's home port is Sitka, and the vessel had left April 1st from Valdez for Sitka. The Coast Guard Tuesday morning received a satellite signal from the sailboat's emergency position indicating radio beacon and launched aircraft from both Sitka and Kodiak. The signal came from about 200 miles northwest of Sitka. Francis says the man was lifted off at about 2:20 in the afternoon, and that the boat is now floating, unmanned and unlit. A new Stoyahawk man walked 11 miles from his broken-down snow machine before a search and rescue crew found him on his way to Dillingham. State troopers praised Tommy Weedman for being well-prepared for his ordeal last week. Weedman left New Stoyahawk at about 3:30 Thursday afternoon for the 52-mile trip to Dillingham, and when he did not show up, he was reported overdue at about 9 o'clock. Searchers tracked Weedman and found him just after 4 o'clock Friday morning walking toward Dillingham. Troopers say he was properly dressed and needed no medical attention. The state Senate has passed a bill that would define what constitutes a medically necessary abortion for purposes of state funding. It calls on the Department of Health and Social Services to not pay for abortion services under the state Medicaid program unless the abortions are medically necessary or the pregnancy was the result of rape or incest. Medically necessary is defined as abortions needed to avoid serious risk to a woman's life or physical health. It also provides a list of circumstances in which that would apply. The bill's sponsor says the Alaska Supreme Court left lawmakers to decide what is medically necessary, and he's trying to provide some sort of clarity. Critics call the measure unconstitutional. The bill was amended to ask the department to make women's health services available under the Medicaid program. Juneau School District Superintendent Glenn Gelbrick wants an independent investigation into the alleged assault of a student by a football coach. A news release from the district late yesterday afternoon says Gelbrick requests an independent third-party investigator to be appointed by City Manager Kim Kiefer. Kiefer has agreed to hire a personnel investigator after police have completed their own work.
We will have somebody that's outside of Juneau that has direct experience investigating personnel matters come in then after the police are done with their investigation to do the internal school district investigation.
The alleged assault occurred last summer in Gold Beach, Oregon, while players and coaches were at a football camp. Authorities in Oregon are taking the lead in the investigation with help from the Juneau Police Department. The latest district release says Juneau school officials continue to cooperate fully with the official investigation and the independent probe will not interfere with it. An earlier release from the district said two unnamed coaches have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for snow showers for today and tonight. Expect accumulations up to 1 inch today and up to 2 inches tonight. Temperatures pretty much between 32 and 39 degrees for today.